Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lawrence Kramer is here. He is. Well, let me say it this way. At 10 minutes after 10, Steve Dale for John Williams. His father, your dad, is the Waffle King, which makes you the Prince of Waffles.
That would be correct.
Yes.
But that's how we got the name from this show first, and then it's kind of just stuck since then. Ever since, every time we went on...
Anywhere.
I mean, we were on, I forgot what show on Sunday, but they're like...
On the station.
I think it was ABC,
Don't tell me about any other station. No, there are no others.
It's only WGN.
I think so, yes. And you were called the Prince of Waffles as well?
That's what they called us, yeah. So
But
this is the show that where it originated. So,
yes.
And it stuck, so it's amazing.
Your royalty, your highness, is that right?
That's...
We can go
by that.
Okay. It began right here.
Yeah.
So the name of the restaurants, plural, are?
Chicago Waffles.
Which leads me to this question, Lawrence. We know about Chicago hot dogs.
Yep.
Right? We know about Chicago deep dish pizza, famous all over the world. What is this thing that's begun called Chicago Waffles? What are those?
Well,
are they deep dish waffles? Are they waffles with mustard? What are they?
That's a good idea, deep dish waffle. We haven't tried that yet, but maybe that's a...
I'm all for the
idea. Another idea.
Yes.
But we have different type of waffles. We have close to 20 types of waffles. We have obviously the normal Belgian waffle, but then our specialty waffle is a bacon and chicken waffle where we've kind of... That was the first waffle that we created that was completely different. You get bacon in the waffle, bacon on top, fried chicken. It's kind of our homemade type of waffle that it's kind of became very popular in Chicago. Now you see other types of restaurants.
They doing what you do?
Well, there's one in Oak Park, I believe, called...
Oh, we don't know that. But no, don't do that. But are other restaurants copying, for lack of a better way of saying it, what you guys do?
There's other ones that have kind of popped up. There's more restaurants now called that have waffles in their name.
Uh-huh.
But ours first opened in 2011, and back then it wasn't as popular as it is now. So I think my dad will kind of take some of the credit for that.
Well, he should. So how many restaurants do you guys have?
We have four now. So we have one in the South Loop, West Loop, and then our two most recent ones are in Oak Park and Willowbrook.
Excellent. And how many different kinds of waffles? And a texter here. And by the way, you have waffle questions. This is the Prince, 312-981-7200. Or you could text, and this text says from area code 309,
okay.
Chicago waffles? Let them eat cake, which was something Marie Antoinette said, I think, which reminds me of French toast, which is something I want. Because you have a new French toast special or something?
Yeah, so we do different types of French toast in Oak Park and Willowbrook where we have more specials, and they use a different type of cream. It's called con leche French toast. It's kind of more of a Mexican twist on it.
A white, a milk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's based off like kind of milk. It's kind of, the cooks kind of created it. It's based off a different type of dish, a Mexican dish.
Which I know, actually.
It's,
I know what
it's
you're
pretty
about.
Good. And
yeah,
it's very good. They decided to make it into involving French toast. So that's kind of a different...
So it's a Mexican French toast.
Basically, yeah. And
But you told me before we went on the air that French toast isn't even from France. So this whole thing is like a scam.
It's different. We talked about it before we went on air that French toast actually didn't originate...
In France.
In France. It originated in Rome in the 1700s. From a guy named Joseph. It goes back that far. It's further back than waffles, because waffles originated in the 1950s.
Tell me about that story.
So it originated about, I think, 1958. And then the first time it came to America was in 1962 in Seattle. Walter, I believe, if I'm pronouncing correctly, the name is Walter Kleiman or Clemen. And he brought it to Seattle and kind of, it went off there, and that's where the first waffle iron maker was made, and then it grew in popularity.
The waffle iron maker? So those are the waffle makers. Is that what you guys use?
That's what we use. So we have four or five in each location where we make all of our waffles. We make the batter in-house, So the cooks have their own recipe.
A secret. Oh, you have a secret sauce.
Yeah, they have their own recipe. They get all the stuff and they make it in house. So the Belgian waffle, the chocolate waffle, red velvet, green tea, all the gluten-free options. All those batters are homemade. We don't get that from
you realize how hungry you're making me today. But yeah. this is great. And you wouldn't think so. 15 years ago, you'd go to a restaurant for breakfast, right? And you'd see one or maybe two different kinds of waffles on the menu. So whose idea was this?
So it was my dad's, and he had a couple of different partners at the start. It was about, you know, three or four of them with his uncle to kind of do something different. They were always in the restaurant business long before that, but they wanted to kind of expand a little bit. And like you said before, you know, 15, 20 years, waffles, you would see some on the menus, you would see one or two options, but you didn't see what we have now, close to 20 different options. And he wanted to kind of expand that and, you know, take it to the next level. So, it took a couple of years, but in 2011, that's when the first store opened. And even in the first menu iteration of the menu, we didn't have as many waffles as we have now. It continued to grow and grow. Now we do waffle sandwiches. We do waffles with ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And then we have different types of batter.
Yeah.
We have a waffle chicken sandwich. We have the bacon and chicken waffle, which was kind of our first.
Right. And there's some controversy apparently about the chicken, according to a texter. We are here speaking with the Prince of Waffles, his father, the King of Waffles, Chicago Waffles. Name of the restaurants, the various restaurants you have that are doing great. And this whole idea of Chicago waffles, that's what we're talking about. One of the texters wants to know, why aren't there thin waffles anymore?
Well, we can do thin waffles. It just takes a little bit of different type of batter that we use to make it. We've kind of stayed away from it, though, because we found that most of our customers like it when it's on the thicker side.
Thicker the better?
Thicker, yeah. The batter is a little bit better. It makes the waffles a little bit warmer. If you want it thinner, you have to, like with our current batter, we have to cook it a little bit less in terms of time. So in terms of kind of the feedback we've received, we've actually played around with our batter over the course of the years.
Who wouldn't?
You're trying to, you know, find different stuff. And we found that kind of the batter that we originally started with and have been going with for a long time is the better one. We've had like a thinner type of waffle. We cook it a little bit differently. We've played around all that stuff. And what we found out is that the thicker type of waffles, they stay hotter longer. And it's there's more of a crunch to them.
I don't know what this text means. I have no words to describe this interview. Another is, I have lived in Paris for 3 months. Right near my apartment on a main street in Montmartre, which I may not be pronouncing right, there is a chicken and waffles restaurant that is always busy. So, did they beat you to it?
We'll have to do our research on it. But, you know, who doesn't love, you know, chicken and waffles? You're getting best of both worlds. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not shocked that it's doing well as well over there.
And you have some specials coming up, huh?
Yeah, so we do holiday specials, especially in Oak Park and Willowbrook. We have a whole specials menu where we do breakfast tacos. We talk about the new French toast that we offer. We offer new types of sandwiches. We have senior citizen specials.
Really?
For discount prices.
Where's this at? The Paul Lisnick Show?
This is in Willowbrook and Oak Park.
Uh-huh.
Willowbrook, we also do where kids eat for free from 12
kids
to 2.
Kids eat for free. Hold on. Kids eat for what?
Kids eat for free.
For free.
Mondays through Friday.
Do you define a kid as anyone from like 3 months old to 43 years old?
I guess it can all be subjective, right?
What is a kid? Anyone under 16? 14?
We make reasonable
choices.
Yeah, reasonable exceptions. So, I mean, it's...
For free?
Yeah, we try to be as accommodating as we can be, so...
For free?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And we do have a kids menu as well. So we have like a whole, we offer different types of options for kids. There's nothing that you don't see on the regular menu. So we try to, those two locations, we try to give even more options. Our two newest ones, so we're trying to be as accommodating as we can be. With them.
And which locations are those where the kids can eat for free after 12 midnight, you said?
12 p.m. till 2 p.m.
So okay.
Monday through Fridays. That's in Willowbrook. It's off Kingery Highway.
Uh-huh.
And then the other specials that we have is in Oak Park, which is on Lake Street.
That is,
yeah.
That's my favorite four-letter word, free.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Who wouldn't love some free stuff?
I know that. Anything else to tell us about on the waffle front before I let you go?
We talked about all the different waffle options we have. I know you said you're going to be talking to an alcohol expert in a couple of minutes. So we do offer cocktails as well. So I know the New Year's is coming up. We do mimosas, margaritas, Bloody Marys. We have...
Do people come in at 9 in the morning or 7 in the morning, right? You open early,
yep,
I assume.
Yep, we're at 7 o'clock each day.
Okay. And say, I'll have a waffle, a red velvet waffle or whatever, and a margarita. Do they really do that?
We have some people who come in and do that. We have server.
A Bloody Mary, I get, but.
Well, on Bears weekdays here on the South Loop location, we are really busy, obviously, during game day because we're a couple blocks away from Soldier Field. And Bloody Marys sell like it's nothing. We go through that Bloody Mary mix boatloads through Sunday.
I imagine.
But we do get people in the South Loop and West Loop locations primarily. They come in, get food, get waffles, and they order margaritas, they order cocktails. So we have a lot of regulars who have kind of now been accustomed to it.
And waffles and a margarita. That can't be bad.
It's actually pretty good. Our cocktails, we take, like our batter, we do a lot of our stuff homemade. So our mixes are homemade. The Bloody Mary mix that we have is homemade.
Oh, it's your own mix.
It's our own mix. So just like the waffles, we take the cocktails, you know, pretty personally.
Well,
at Chicago Waffles.
If you ever need someone to ensure that they are proper, my producer, Colin, and I are more than happy to verify for
okay,
you.
There we go.
Yes, I think.
We have to guys come in then this weekend to verify.
What is your website?
So it's just chicagowaffles.com.
Uh-huh.
So you can find, we do catering. You can find our catering menu. We'll provide all types of different catering options for you. We do takeout orders, delivery options. You can do reservations for that. So all of our four locations there as well. So that's where you can find all of our information.
Okay. The Prince of Waffles, thank you so much. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me. It was a great time again.